Welcome to The Everyday Leader, lessons you can use to build and grow your influence every day. This is LT, your host. We're all leaders in some aspect of our lives because leadership is an attitude. It's all about influence and how you conduct yourself in any arena of your life. Teaching, parenting, coaching, working, truly any area of our life where we can influence others. I created this podcast to share decades of experience I've had in leadership and to provide some ideas on how you can become a little bit better every day. We all know what compounded interest is, investing our money and reinvesting the interest so that the interest in following periods grows and grows. At The Everyday Leader, we focus on small daily improvements, just like those small daily deposits that lead to large and wonderful results over time. Just like the compounded interest. Have you heard about the 1% rule? Get just 1% better every day and you'll be 37 times better in just 1 year. 37 times! Small efforts, discipline, and consistency will get you the growth and the results you desire. Friends, you deserve wonderful results. You deserve the best. Yes, you. This was a challenging week for me, and I was reminded of a very important leadership quality. Today's topic is the importance of humility in leadership. It's no secret that many qualities make a great leader, but humility is perhaps one of the most important. Humble leaders possess unique traits and behaviors that help them stand out from the crowd and gain the respect and trust of their followers. As Andrew Carnegie said, "No man will make a great leader who wants to do it all by himself or to get all the credit for doing it." This quote highlights that authentic leadership requires a sense of humility and the ability to recognize the contributions of others. It's important for several reasons. First and foremost, it allows leaders to acknowledge their own limitations and weaknesses. When we do this, we can seek out and rely on the expertise of others. This leads to better decision-making and fosters a sense of collaboration and teamwork. Remember what Covey taught us, 1 + 1 = 2. Synergy comes into play, and collaborative efforts produce greater results than the result of a single effort. Next, humble leaders recognize that they are not perfect, are human, and can make mistakes. They also know that the team's success is more important than their own achievements. They keep their ego in check to make decisions that benefit the group rather than themselves. As James Buchanan famously said, "The test of leadership is not to put greatness into humanity, but to elicit it, for the greatness is already there." This quote highlights that leadership is not about imposing your will on others, but rather about helping them achieve their full potential. A humble leader can recognize the strengths of their own team members and empower them to take on leadership roles of their own. When humble, leaders can create a culture of trust and respect. Team members feel valued and appreciated when their contributions are recognized and acknowledged. A humble leader is also willing to admit their mistakes and learn from them, which leads to a stronger, more resilient team. At the heart of this topic is the idea that leaders who exhibit humility are better able to build relationships with their team members and create that positive work environment we all want to be a part of. One of the key benefits of creating a culture of trust and respect is it fosters open and honest communication. When team members trust their leaders, they're more likely to speak up when they see something that needs to be addressed. They are also more likely to share their ideas and perspectives, which can lead to greater creativity and innovation. A humble leader who listens to and values the input of their team members creates a culture where everyone feels empowered to contribute. When team members respect and trust each other, they're more willing to work together and support each other's goals. This leads to higher levels of productivity and better outcomes. Encouraging collaboration fosters a sense of unity within our team, unleashing potential and driving success. Friends, I don't need to tell you how hard it is to find talent. Have you had to hire a new employee lately? Whew, it is brutal. Another lesson I was reminded of this week. Creating a culture of trust and respect helps to retain top talent. When team members feel valued and respected, they're more likely to stay with your team long-term. A humble leader who recognizes the contribution of their team members and creates a positive work environment is more likely to retain top performers and avoid costly turnover. On the flip side, failing to create a culture of trust and respect can lead to a toxic work environment. No one wants that. When team members feel disrespected or undervalued, they become disengaged or worse, actively seek to undermine the organization. This can lead to poor morale, low productivity, and high turnover rates. A humble leader who prioritizes building relationships with their team members can prevent these negative outcomes. Michael Jordan said, "Earn your leadership every day." Humility is not something that can be achieved once and then forgotten. Instead, it requires a constant effort to remain humble and grounded in the face of success and accomplishment. A humble leader is always willing to learn and grow and is open to feedback and constructive criticism. Friends, I leave you with this today. Humility is an essential quality for effective leadership. The four benefits we discussed today are allowing leaders to recognize their limitations, empower team members, build trust and credibility, and remain grounded in the face of success. So if you aspire to be a great leader, remember those words we just shared from Andrew Carnegie, James Buchanan, and Michael Jordan, and make humility a central part of who you are. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of The Everyday Leader. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast to cultivate the leader within you. When you are living the very best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves. That is everyday leadership. Thank you for your time today. I leave you with my favorite quote from John Quincy Adams. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader.